Time to switch codes. We're going to talk a bit of football now, Ramble Code, and Callum McManaman joins us on the line after scoring a cracking goal for the Melbourne Victory on the weekend. Callum, good morning to you.
Good morning. You okay?
We're going very well. Tell us about, first of all, scoring your first goal for the Melbourne Victory. The nice to have crowds at the football as well over the weekend. How did it feel? Tell you what, you started on a high too. It was a cracker with the left.
Yeah, thank you. It was brilliant. Obviously, to score on the A-League debut, I was delighted. It was brilliant seeing the fans for the first time as well. So, just a bit disappointed with the result in the end, me and the lads.
Yeah, the second half didn't quite pan out the way we'd hoped. What were the learnings, and what was Grant Brebner's message after the loss?
It's kind of just keep going, because we played very well first half, so I think we've shown what we can do first half. We just maybe needed a few more goals if we could have got it, and I think we just tired near the end, maybe because we haven't had many games, a bit of lack of match fitness, but that'll come. We've got some good players, and there's still some players to come to catch up and get up to speed. So we've got two new lads who've just came out of quarantine, so once they get up to full match fitness, I think we'll be flying.
Yeah, Callum, tell us about how Grant Brebner first got in contact with you and what attracted you to coming out to play here with Melbourne Victory.
First of all, he got in contact. It was out the blue, really. It was a bit of a mad one, but as soon as I spoke to him on the phone, I was ready to come over, and I couldn't wait. As soon as he told me everything about the club and that, I started doing some research and checked out some videos online and stuff and seeing how good the fans was, and it just looked like a great club. And Brebs told me it was a family club and all good things, and I just couldn't wait to get over. It took a bit longer with the quarantine and the visa situation, but I'm delighted to be here now.
Did you know Grant Brebner, or did you know of the Melbourne Victory before the phone call?
Yeah, I knew of Melbourne Victory a little bit, yeah, but I didn't know Grant at the time, no. But he was brilliant. He was ringing me daily for months, really, and keeping me up to date with everything that was going on. I'm buzzing to be here now.
And was it an attraction to get... I know the UK at the moment is in a bit of trouble with the COVID situation, obviously in the new national lockdown as well a couple of days ago. Was that another attraction in these strange times to actually come to a country where we've got it a lot more under control than others at the moment?
I think it was actually, yeah. I think it was for a lot of people, yeah, because obviously with what's going on back at home and stuff, and the football's taking a hit with obviously being an old fan there, and I felt like it was just a perfect time for a change. And obviously when someone shows a lot of trust in you, like Debs did and the club did, it was a no-brainer really for me.
Yeah, there's a real English sort of feel about Melbourne Victory at the moment. You've got a number of players there. Tell us about Ryan Shotton, and he obviously won't play on the weekend, but he's just got out of quarantine, and what can we expect from him?
Yeah, I've played with Ryan before at Wigan, so I know quite a lot about him. He's a good lad and he's a good player. I think he's quick and he's strong and he's a very organised, experienced defender, so yeah, I've no doubt he'll do well when he gets up to match fitness.
Now, Callum, one big difference that you'll be finding is playing football in the height of an Australian summer. How are you going to deal with playing in maybe 38-degree heat in a couple of weeks when summer finally arrives in Melbourne?
I know, it's going to be crazy. I'm not used to it, but I'm looking forward to the new challenge. But yeah, it's better than playing in the cold in the UK, so I'll take it.
Bit different to the Liverpudlian summer, that's... where everyone gets their top off when it's about 20 degrees over there, and we're all partying. But it's going to be a new challenge for you. In terms of that, do you have to train a little bit differently for it? Have you worked on anything in particular with your fitness? Because you're in completely different conditions over here.
Yeah, well, not at the moment, but obviously training, even training in the middle of the day. Yeah, obviously some days it's the 30s or high 20s, and I'm not really used to that. So I think the training will hopefully get me used to being prepared to be prepared for the games that are the hot ones.
You talk about, before you started, everyone was speaking about the fact that you love to take on players on the field, and that's certainly what you did with that first goal. Is that the way you approach your football?
Yeah, definitely. That's the way I've always played. I want to excite the fans, and I want to get the fans up. And I'm very direct, so I'd always try and beat a man. Even if I get tackled, I'll go again. So, yeah, I'd expect a lot more of that, yeah.
You've mentioned the fans a number of times. How important are not only the Melbourne Victory fans, but fans in any game of football at the professional level? Is that something you feed off as a player? Is it something you have missed, obviously, playing without fans for the majority of last season? Just tell us how much it adds to your game.
Yeah, it's massive. You don't realise it until it goes, I'd say. Because when I was playing last season in England and there was no fans, it was just not the same. You just don't get that nervous energy, that same buzz. Hard to explain, honestly. When that goal went in on the weekend, it all come back. Like, that's what you miss. Like, that adrenaline rush. So, no, it was great. It definitely spurs you on and gives you that nervous energy, I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, your goals for this season as well, just from an individual point of view, what are you hoping to achieve with the Victory for this year?
I've not really set any individual goals, to be honest. I just want to play well every game and win every game, really. I just want to take it game by game. It's a bit boring, but I don't really usually set goals for the season for personal ones.
Callum, it's great to have so many great imports like yourself into the A-League to improve the quality of football. Hopefully many more cracking goals like the one on the weekend to come. Thanks so much for jumping on the show, and we look forward to catching up once or twice through the season.
Thank you. No problem.